In which case, I think that if no one has anything further to do to say on that, we might actually move straight on to the first session, which obviously is the review of the structure and effectiveness of the foundation, and introduction and consideration of that. And effectively, Yael and David, I'm going to hand over to you for this session, please.
Thank you, Joanna, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to London, to foggy London. We have 30 minutes for this introduction, but I actually think that we might use a little less of that because you have the document in front of you. Maybe we should start by just a couple of general comments and ask if anybody wants us to clarify some of the questions. But if I can provide a general context for this review. So first of all, this group may identify its own comments in the document because I think we trustees took very, very good consideration of the input that was given by this group into the document, and you probably identify yourself in some of the questions. So equally, it would be very important for us any feedback we collect today on the substance is very, of course, very influential and would be very well considered. So it's a very important session for us. When we are now in a roadshow with this review, because we've been presenting it to a number of stakeholders, I think the one general comment that we try to make is that while this document calls for any sort of feedback and people can come up with any sort of ideas of how to improve what we do, we are trying here to set some sort of stability in the way we function, in the sense that while it's called review of structure and effectiveness, I think we're not coming out of the point of view that something is broken that needs to be fixed, but rather that we want, under the current practices and structures, to improve the way we function. In the sense that because the Constitution mandates every 5 years now, and we're trying to expand to do this a little bit less frequent, but because it demands every 5 years to sit back, and ask fundamental questions, we think that, you know, the number of reviews that have been taken place actually brought us structurally to a good place. The system works. We have 116 countries that are relying on the structure. So we try to concentrate in this review on actually the question Joanna just raised, on our relevance, so producing content which is really relevant to our stakeholders and strengthen any problem in how we function, rather than asking fundamental question of should we change the whole three-tier structure, should we ask very, very fundamental question of how we function. Any comment, of course, is welcome. I'm not saying this to block anyone from raising any concern they have, but I think we really need to focus on what we do, and this is why, prior to taking this exercise, we developed and articulated our strategy to understand where we're going to, and then tried, under the titles of our strategic objectives, to ask questions where we feel we need advice, either because we think stakeholders should have a voice, or, for example, in the context of technology, we just don't have the expertise and knowledge in the building. So this is, I think, the main message I have for you in what scope are we asking here. As for the actual questions, I think, David, you want to focus a little bit on the details?
Yeah, thanks, Yael, and good morning, everyone. One thing to note as well is that tomorrow, if this is today's focus, tomorrow's focus will be the agenda consultation. And there's a fair degree of overlap and coordination between the two. So the issues, for example, that Joanna mentioned about relevance of IFRS will come up again tomorrow, as will consistent application and implementation. So you might want to bear that in mind as well. And if there's anything that strikes you tonight that you think, aha, I may have forgotten that, there'll be more than ample opportunity tomorrow. In terms of thinking about the questions, if we look at strategic goal one on slide five, please, Ada. We've got the first group looking at the scope of IFRS in terms not just of the entities it might cover, but also the type of reporting and wider corporate reporting, integrated reporting. I think one thing we're finding that this is an increasingly crowded space with reports coming out almost every month, and the Federation of European Accountants, for example, has just issued another think piece paper on the future of corporate reporting. So a number of the themes that we've identified in our review have there's resonance in that paper around relevance, around technology and so on. In terms of the taxonomy, we're seeing developments as well. ESMA, again, apologies for being Eurocentric, has recently issued a consultation paper on the European Single Electronic Format that actually proposes a role for the IFRS taxonomy in relation to the structured digital reporting for certain categories of companies. So that's a welcome development. And in terms of technology, it comes up all the time. And with apologies to Stephen, we've fingered you to lead that group on technology because you were particularly active in mentioning words such as big data. So this is the chance for you to practice what you preach.
David, you can't see him, but he's shaking his head.
Again, thinking about strategic goal three and consistent application, I think this has been identified by the trustees as a major theme, and it's something I think of particular interest to you. And I don't know if Jens is here yet, but we've decided to have Goro and Jens as co-chairs so we can get a number of different perspectives coming in for that particular group. And then in terms of ourselves as an organisation, the areas for review, looking at the whole area of governance and funding, again, the development opportunity we've given to Peter, because you've challenged us on a number of our previous discussions around these issues in terms of ourselves as an organisation. And you know, we know that you'll be leaving us at the end of the year, so we wanted you to go out on a high.
David, you've just given all our secrets away. They weren't supposed to know why they got these groups.
We're a transparent organisation. So there's quite a few questions there, I think, but I'm hoping to get some good feedback from that. In terms of, as Yael said, don't feel yourselves restricted. We have the catch-all question in the request for views. If there's anything you think we've missed and you want to raise, this is an opportunity for you to raise it. We'd also like to make the point that while we value your input as council members as well, we recognise that the vast majority of you represent organisations, and this is really a plea for all your organisations that you represent or groups you're involved with to put your feedback in terms of the comment letter, not just for our review but for the agenda consultation tomorrow. If we don't get responses, if we don't get your views, then we don't know what to consider. So it's really important. It's a great opportunity to give us your feedback, and we greatly value that. We didn't get the choreography totally lined up between the two reviews. I have to admit, because I was pretty much the only author on the trustees review, and as I sat there thinking, can I wait for the agenda consultation, things keep happening. So I reached the stage of thinking, oh no, we've just got to get our document out because I don't want to go back and endlessly edit. But there is a fair degree of overlap in the comment periods for both. There will be joint consideration of the two when the feedback comes in. And it was something that trustees in Beijing, particularly on the Due Process Oversight Committee, said they would like to see, because they don't want to miss out the chance for coordination between the two. So 30th of November for the trustees review. We'll be taking something to the trustees at their January 2016 meeting. We'll come back, we'll give you an update at your February meeting next year of, I think that will be pretty much telling you what people have said, and then we'll try and devise where we go for the May 2016 meeting. So,
yeah. I have two other comments. One is about resources. Some of the questions here are about should we do more things? And when we ask this exercise, we strongly ask you to think when You ask us to do more things. What are the non-important things that we should not do? Because you will see at the agenda consultation document how many things and how many more projects the ISB is required and asked to do. Some of the questions in our review, particularly the wider corporate reporting responsibilities, would take a lot of time and resources from the board. So any addition to the board's responsibility has to come up with what's the price to be paid and if the foundation is willing and able to pay this price. So this is a very important exercise for people. So it's good to give advice, but then what to do more, but then if so, what not to do. That's one question and one comment. And the other comment, I found that people, we were trying to be very accurate in our question about the wider corporate reporting developments, and people didn't really understand what we were trying to what we meant by saying that the foundation, the ISB, should play an active role in developments in wider corporate reporting. People always ask me, what do you mean by that? And I can see that, and I can see it's a bit vague, so to speak. But what we're really thinking here is there's a range of what the foundation could do between ignoring the whole thing, monitoring it, taking some more influential position, coordinating it, and even taking a leadership position in this. So it's a big, it's a wide range of what we could do. And just to let you know, we know there's a genuine demand from investors, and Joanna mentioned it in the last meeting, that, you know, reporting and disclosure solutions for a whole range of corporate reporting topics would be more centralized and would have a better due process arrangement for them. And for some people, it seems natural that this organization should take the lead. But we need to also understand what are the limitations and also whether we should stick to our financial reporting trade or expand more. So this is, in essence, the question we're asking here. And again, when you respond to this question, you have to think about the resourcing implications, time implications. So these are the two other comments I had. Thank you.
Well, I think, by the way, you two are sitting back, you're now saying, let's go forth and discuss. I'd just perhaps just like to, if you like, from the comments that you've made, just a couple of things for me to emphasise, and the role of this council. And I think David's made a very good point around, obviously, the overlap between the two consultation documents, the fact that they did go out in slightly different timing. However, how it is really, really important that, if you like, the feedback and how each of the parties, so the trustees versus the board, deal with them in a consistent manner. And in some ways, I'm sitting here thinking, and actually this council can have a really strong role in thinking about that consistency, because we are considering both of them in the next 2 days. And certainly, you know, not saying that we need to be absolutely, oh, we said that yesterday, so we can't say, you know, something different today. However, I think it is really important, and I think just us thinking about that, of thinking, can we really bring something to the trustees and the board around that consistency of thought between the two? And it's not necessarily from the discussion groups, but perhaps when the feedback from the session this afternoon, and actually taking that feedback in. So if we're saying that's our general advice, okay, it won't be totally consistent in itself this afternoon, then making sure that what we say on the agenda consultation is consistent with that, as opposed to diametrically opposed. So I think we can have a really, really strong influence, if you like, and you know, lead in thinking about the advice around those things. And the second thing is, I absolutely endorse Yale, and I'm a great one that can say, why don't we do this, why don't we do that? However, I think the thinking about, you know, when you put something on, you've got to take something off. We all know the limited resources that the foundation is operating under. It would be lovely if there was a lot more, but it ain't there, so we've got to think. But I still will come back to that role of relevance. There's no point in doing something if it's actually not going to be relevant. So, you know, even if you say, well, that's the limited resources. So on that note, what I'm now going to say is effectively, and we have, oh, apologies, Hugh.
I was just going to make the point, it's not so much our resource as the ability of the world to absorb vast amounts of new material. I mean, we could leverage up with national standard setters and all kinds of things to produce an awful lot, but it's how much change do people actually want. I think that's a much more important point.
And that's very much on the technical agenda as opposed to the overall agenda of the trustees. And I'm not advocating this, you should be sure of, Hans and Ian, taking on the world of the whole of corporate reporting, then that is an absolutely enormous task. And as I say, I'm not advocating that. However, I still come back to the relevance question. Yeah, but absolutely right, Hugh, that if people did want a hell of a lot more technical stuff, then we probably could, because we've got those resources around the world. Okay. So effectively, we now have until 11:30. Sorry, Peter, I'm not doing very well at looking at people. At
sorry,
the
this is just Peter. A question of clarification. Sorry, for group two, which obviously you've got an interest in. Your second question here, David, where it says, do you agree with the proposal to change the focus of trustee reviews to one of strategy and effectiveness to take place every 5 years? Is that actually two questions? One of, is it every 5 years? And secondly, should the reviews be one of strategy and effectiveness and not a wider context?
Well, the Constitution at the moment actually says review every 5 years. The fact is our predecessors have been a bit more enthusiastic than that and divorced constitutional reviews from strategy reviews. But 5 years is there. It's more on the focus from structure and effectiveness to strategy and effectiveness. And say, well, as Yael said in the introductory comments, we think we've got the structure pretty much right, although its functioning, you know, could be looked at and improved. It's really what the focus of each review should be.
So the second part is not a question. The second part, 5 years, is just a given. The question is actually around changing it from the strategy, structure, okay. Any other comments or questions before I suggest that we go off? And obviously, you know, you've all seen the papers that each of the groups has got different questions to respond to or to consider, so that the report back, so there won't be over, or there'll be a little bit of overlap, but it will be largely specifically on those questions allocated to each of the groups. And I think that's the first time we've done that, but it was done deliberately so that we could get a wider scope of answering the questions. And you have been allocated to groups, if you like, to try to fit with those questions. So having said that, you should each have on your desks schedules of which groups you have been allocated to. There are some people I know sitting in this room who are not on that list, in terms of actually having been allocating. Everybody who is sitting around the table is obviously invited to join a group. And so if you're not on there, choose a group that you would like to go to, please, and just turn up and contribute, obviously. So where we are, and group three stays here, group one is in the Beauchamp room, which is effectively where just across there where we have lunch, et cetera, et cetera. And group two is in the Wakefield room, which I understand is way past where we have the refreshments were, so along the gallery, at the end of the gallery on the right-hand side. But I may well have that wrong, but I'm sure that there will be someone who can tell you where that actually is. And I now have to ask a question in public that I don't necessarily want to ask, however I'm going to have to do it. Ida, we talked about observers being able to join the groups. Is that correct? That is, yes. So those observers of you are able to observe a group as well, as opposed to being thrown out. So as if that's all right. So you've seen the papers, so you know which groups they are, so please feel free to join any of the groups that you would like to join. Sorry, I know we've discussed it and I couldn't remember the conclusion that we'd reached. Okay, with that, and there will be coffee, etc., served in the rooms. We actually have a quarter of an hour longer than we had originally anticipated. However, they're really, really good topics for discussion, so I'm sure they will take that time.